Hello, welcome everyone. This is Frida inviting you to take part of the third potluck with Auroville aspirants, newcomers and Aurovillians to come together. People are chatting around and eating from the quite international buffet they brought together. Get to know some of the new Aurovillians who are present, hear about their visions and their reasons to join the City of Dawn.
My name is Mathilde. Since 1 year I'm working in dental service. This is my first time working in office. I've been always working in school during the forest. So one of my tools to get people together in the schools or to fundraise was to have potlucks. So I thought, why not having a potluck and inviting the newcomers and people who aspire to become a resident of Auroville, and also Aurovillians, that they know the new faces that they are coming into the dream. So that's how I started, and people like it, and it's a success.
I don't know who you are, fairy witch or elven queen, but you've caught me fast in your web of love, where the fate of my heart shall be seen.
My name is Heather. I'm from Canada, but I've been living in the UK for the last few years with my family. I've got two little ones. We're basically interested in Auroville, coming to Auroville and living here.
So why?
There's many reasons. So we're interested in having a very interesting, safe, multicultural, natural environment for our kids to grow up. Something that's not too institutional, perhaps. Also, Auroville does so many interesting things that excites us and interests us. We want to participate more. We want to get involved in this. Aurovillians are very interesting people, and it's not just an eco-village. There's the spiritual aspect to it. And for us, that's really important because we're spiritual beings, ultimately, and we want our kids to grow up not thinking that they're just in a world where they're just going to be working, and they need to know that there's more to life. That.
And what was your experience so far?
The people have been very generous to us, not just with their time, and just because I'm sure they see so many people coming and visiting constantly, and I mean, that's very powerful.
Your experience Auroville being a children-friendly place?
Absolutely, yeah. We visited the schools, and I've seen some amazing schools, but the schools here are top-notch. They're just absolutely amazing and just beautiful.
How much time you are here now?
2 weeks. I'll say another week. And then we're preparing to come back in July, and then we stay for a long time. So we'll move in July. And
what is your vision about joining Auroville?
We want to be part of a community that's doing exciting things. And basically, we just want to get back closer to nature. And I just hope to see that I grow happy kids. And we learn new things. That's the other thing that we want to come, because we want to learn new things. And then we also want to contribute. It's like falling in love. We didn't expect it, but I think we know this is where we want to be. So, yeah.
My name is Maggie. I'm from France, and I've been a newcomer for 1 year and a half. I think it's a good idea to meet other newcomers. I met quite a new number of them because I'm living in the newcomer place. This evening is nice because I've met some other people that I have never met before.
So some new faces as well.
Yes, and it was very nice to talk with them and to learn a little bit more about this place. Yeah. because Oru is very spread out and there is no centralization of information. So many things are happening here that you are not aware of, you know, even if you are in Old Borovilia.
Is Oruville still the same place as you expected when you began your newcomer process?
You discover like something every day here. I just happen to learn new things, you know, which are happening, well, here and also abroad, and it's amazing, yeah.
Your view of Oruville changed by the time?
Not so much, because I have been doing my volunteership in the volunteer service. So in this place, we have a kind of an overview of what is about all the units, and you know more or less what is happening. So I am going a little bit deeper. That's it.
My name is Katen. I am a UK resident. Since 2010, my wife and I have been looking for a community to join. And we've been across the world from Ecuador, Peru, New Zealand, Canada, and the UK. We've been everywhere. We haven't found anywhere that's really close to this. This is almost like, for us, one of the most ideal places to be. It's great for the children, it's great for us, and it's just like a big playground where, you know, we can just try different things, constantly challenging ourselves through learning of new things. And it's great that you can live in a community where spirituality is not forced upon you, but if you feel that that's a big part of your life, you can still practice that and be supported by the community, and you're able to create great things with like-minded people all working in the same direction. Fantastic.
What is your personal vision? What do you like to do living here?
I like to learn new things, challenge myself, hopefully grow spiritually, and try and have my children live that same life. Let them be empowered and free.
Can you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Niti. An Orwellian.
Chitra Orwellian.
Aurore Orwellian.
Giri Orwellian.
So why are you all sitting together here and not together with newcomers?
That's a very good question.
We are discussing work-related matters.
How we have to improve our work. That's it.
But it's a newcomer potluck, no? And you are supposed to be interested in them.
Entry team member. Ex-entry team member, new entry team member.
And so you're exchanging gossip?
Gossip, I wouldn't call it. Work-related matters on how to improve and things in the entry service.
So when you work related to the entry service, you already know all the newcomers here?
I don't, because I'm new to the place. I know a few.
I came to see all my beloved newcomers I got to know during my time working in the entry service, and I missed them, so I just wanted to say hello.
And you saw some new faces as well?
Yes, I did. I was quite surprised that there were so many new faces, and so it's nice to see the new ones too.
What about you?
I have not seen all of them because they applied before I joined the entry team. Last time we had a much larger group because we send individual invitations. This time we don't have so many, but it's a different kind of a gathering once again. It's nice. This team organizes it. We fix a venue, announce it in the news and notes.
And the RNet also. That we didn't send in individual, personally, the email. That's why very less people are came here. Otherwise, it's too much crowd.
How many people are there? What do you guess?
More than 50. We had 135 newcomers, but only 20-25 newcomers are here, and most of them are applicants.
Last time we also invited all the pre-newcomers or the newcomers to be and Orwellians to mingle with the crowd.
Are you disappointed about the number?
Yes, but we are welcome the people. We are happy.
What is your idea about organizing this gathering?
Get to know the people, also for the newcomers to get to know each other. That just to see we are all humans and yeah, and friendly and nice. Maybe, I don't know.
They are good cooks, the newcomers. You would accept them as newcomers, as cooks?
I need 3 dinners minimum.
I'm Satya. Come from Sanitary Farm, working there as a farmer and living there as well. I live there more than 1 year now and working as a farmer since 4 years, and this is my 5th year. I come from a village near Auroville.
What is your impression about Auroville from inside?
I heard about the mother, Sri Aurobindo, and I read some of their books. And the ideas is very good. Peace and live together, more beautiful nature here. It's a good place to be here.
What is your vision about Auroville?
I'm very much interested in art. I do painting, I'm an artist. I started this when I was at the school. Then I come to Bothagalde. I felt very strongly that I wanted to come to Auroville to participate in the community life. This Auroville is a very unique place for human unity. I meet very interesting people here from all over the world.
And you did farming before?
Grown up in the farming family life. They all do farmings. I like watching plants.
Yeah. Is there anything which can be done better in the entry process?
So far, I felt very good with the entry service. I feel very welcoming to the community.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. You are fairy witch, Auroville queen. But you've caught me fast in your web of love, where the fate of my heart shines. I don't know who you are, fairy witch or elven queen. But you've caught me fast in your web of love, where the fate of my heart shall be seen.
I'm Giacomo, I'm Italian, here in Auroville since 1 year now. I came last February as a long-term volunteer, and I decided to spend 1 year before I decided to become a newcomer, to understand a little bit the reality, issues, good points, dark corners, and you know, Auroville is made of many different communities, so yeah, to know all of them, if possible. You know?
How your experience Auroville so far?
Beginning was very hard. Now it's different. Now I'm more mature, more flexible, and I'm happy working with people, with nature in the office, and working with kids and with seniors. So you touch every level of society. It's priceless.
What is your vision about Auroville, personally?
It's not so easy to describe, because it's a multi-level vision, because it's a multi-level place. Every generation has its own challenge, and now we have our challenge. First of all, we have to understand which is our challenge, no? That is brand new. And we have to find brand new tools. So my vision about Auroville is the core is the human unity, because it's the only way to manifest something new and next, we have to create the way. It's there, but it's not there.
And how changed the way you see Auroville?
I have to say, to be frank, that it's a hard place. Everything puts you under pressure. A kind of pressure normally is a new pressure. And so, because you didn't try this new pressure before, you can find new aspect of you, new different way to react and work on yourself. And after 1 year, I look back, I can see so many progresses that normally took 10 years in just focus on 1 year, no? I'm more ready.
Which kind is a hard place in it? You mean more practically issues or material or financial or spiritual or social?
I think that all of them, we were building human beings. Everything is interconnected.
Is there anything that can be done better for making this entry process more easy for newcomers?
Sure. Many, many things, but this is related even with Indian government rules. I can understand that they are a little pissed off because people use this Auroville gate to come in India and just do workshop and earn money. There is no white or black, no? So, but at the same time, I mean, it's already very good because it's a personal process. Every person is unique and they're trying to follow this unicity, no? But I feel this. There is differences between Aurovillian and Aurovillian. So they always take care and defend Aurovillians, even if they are wrong. For example, if they, in case of newcomer, they can give negative feedback. If it's not true, it's okay. You should take the responsibility of what you say about person, no? This is the first thing that jumped in my mind. Yeah.
You have something to add? Some topic I didn't ask you?
Just that really I'm happy. after 1 year, I feel that I can bear a lot of pressure and this intensity of life. It's joy. Yeah, that's all.
You're happy with the potluck?
Yeah, I'm always happy. I mean, the third one was also to introduce the new team. We were four or five new people working in the office, and we wanted to put faces on all the files we were reading and dealing with, so it was very easy to invite everyone, and we started knowing people. The second one was on popular demand. Like, people were so happy to have one that they said, okay, let's have a second one. And this time also I'm happy because I managed to talk more to people, even though there were less people coming, because we didn't invite them personally. We had more time to sit and talk to people and very, very new people. And some Aurovillians came also to see new faces. We will have one more before summer, in April, something like that. It's always nice, always different.